for the Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
It's our Eurovision wrap-up episode. It is the episode where we talk about the Eurovision Song Contest finals, who is winning, who is losing. Surprises, 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 plus some other things we're going to be talking about. And more. Yeah. Tip Tap Tip, Calgary's podcast.
Did someone stick a finger up your butt when you said and more?
And more.
And more.
Okay, time to stop partying. Rochelle, how's it going? How's your phone doing?
It's good. I just, you know how Facebook sends you pictures of like,
yeah,
this was you, blah, blah, blah. And it said this was me 1 year ago and I was super, super pregnant.
I guess so. It would have been about right. Yeah, you would have been
wearing my overalls. I look so cute.
Yeah, your overalls were pretty cool.
Looks super, super cute. Bo called it my Mario outfit.
Oh, yeah. Yes, your Mario outfit, of course. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting show. We are recording this in Studio A, a.k.a. the proper Tip Tap Tip studio. But then we're going to be hitting on the road. We're going to be making a little trip up to Edmonton. Taking a road.
To celebrate my mom's 70th birthday.
That's a milestone.
70. I know. I'm worried about turning 40 next year, but... I hope I will get to 70. That's amazing.
What are you going to do when you turn 40? Other than just want to crawl into a hole and
when I turn 40, I'm just going to get really fat. I'm going to eat potato chips, drink a whole bunch of liquor, put sour cream all over my body and run down the street.
No, but...
Whipped cream, not sour cream.
But what are you going to do when you turn 40, though?
That is what I'm going to do.
Okay. Because I thought you were doing that now. Comedy.
Right. No, I don't know. Am I supposed to do? Did you do a big 40th birthday party? Oh no, you're kind of lame that way. You don't like parties.
No.
I'm gonna plan a big birthday party for me.
Rochelle's 40-year-old staring at death's door. Where did my life go? Kind of party.
No.
Maybe something a little bit more uplifting.
No. This party's going to be, I'm going to steal one of your CD names and I'm going to call it Fuck It Birthday Party.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. you're going to have your Fuck It Birthday Party.
Yeah.
So anything goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Ship the kids off to more responsible.
And weed will be legal then.
What? Oh, yeah, that's coming up. Yeah, I can't keep that's just staring at us.
It's going to be an awesome birthday party.
That's going to be like a month and a bit away.
Yeah. Like, why would you go? I was thinking going to Vegas. Why would you go to Vegas when you can get weed in Canada?
Because Vegas is pretty awesome.
Yeah, but you can get weed here.
Yeah.
Legally.
But weed is
If you smoke weed in the States, you go to jail.
Yeah, they don't really.
So really, like, your options are really.
I think you can. It's pretty obvious. You can in Nevada. You can in Vegas. Certain other states, no.
Legally?
Yeah, legally, yeah.
You don't need, like, a prescription?
I don't know the ins and outs, but I know that I did see, like, stores with it in it, so.
Yeah, stores, but you still need, you know, you have to go through all those steps.
Oh, my back. Oh, I have glaucoma. Okay, here's your card.
But you have to see a doctor to go do it. So if you're a tourist, you're going there, you're not going to get any.
Yeah, some... doctor, like, he gives
okay, yeah, but my point is if I want to celebrate my birthday party and I want to smoke a doobie in, that's how old people talk, right?
That's you're really showing your age, Rochelle.
No, I'm purposely saying it.
Okay,
that because that's even older people than me say that. That's what like old hippies say.
Gotcha.
You can't go to Vegas and do it because you'd have to find a doctor to get a fake note to go to those stores.
Yeah, you would have to.
That's too much of a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm. But, so 40 years old.
What are you gonna
do? Anyways, let's see. What else is going on? Oh, yeah.
Celebration of life.
I made a...
Oh, no, that's what you do when you're dead. Never mind.
I made a note here because we were going to record this earlier this week, but about Rochelle's least favorite thing this week, and I wrote down aphids slash bugs.
Oh, yeah. I hate bugs.
Yeah, apparently you had a little run-in with little jerks in your salad.
Yeah, it was so gross. I bought the organic salad. That'll teach
you. You want the stuff which is sprayed with all the chemicals.
Yeah, I do. Now I do, for sure.
Yeah.
Every single leaf I tore off of that romaine had aphids in it. And I was seriously, you can't even see them because they're green.
They're gross.
So they look the same as the salad. So unless you specifically are like looking for them, you could just eat them. So how many bugs have you eaten in your life? Probably so many.
I've probably eaten tens of thousands of bugs.
Ugh, so gross.
You know, bugs have flown in my mouth. I may have eaten something with a bug on it. You know, they're everywhere.
And I understand that bugs get on vegetables because they're grown outside.
Yeah.
You know, like and normally I would just wash it off, like not a big deal. Because I have had an apple before that had an ear bug inside of it.
Did you eat the apple?
I did, but thankfully I actually, because I cut it up, if I would have bit into it, I would have eaten the bug.
That would have been a bad time.
Blech. Gross. And it was a big ear bug too.
Those are probably one of the most disgusting insects.
Yeah, but you know what? Apparently they use those ear bugs to eat some other kind of worms that will eat the apples. So they use it as a way of protecting the bugs, right? It's the same way as like, you know, in order to get those aphids off of lettuce, you just put a whole bunch of ladybugs in your garden. And then those ladybugs will eat the aphids.
And what eats ladybugs? Sharks?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're so pretty. Why would you
eat
them?
Who would want to eat a ladybug? What kind of jerk insect would want to do that?
Yeah, anyway. And then I also had, we've had some of these little beetles underneath our sink.
You know what?
Those, and I don't know what those things are, but they're gross. Those are the same ones we found in your dad's cookie jar.
Yeah, that's another story.
That was so gross.
That was disgusting.
Oh, you're like reaching for a cookie and then there's a bug.
Hey, Eric, look at this. I'm like, what is it, Rochelle? You know I don't like cookies right now. Like, oh, you won't like them ever again. And once I show you this, bugs, 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 bugs.
Beetles.
Moving. Not just dead. And like, you know.
No,
they're.
Oh, why would they be dead? They've got a whole jar of cookies to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoops.
So, yeah, that's the introduction of summer, though, right? Is bugs everywhere.
You know, there's pluses and minuses of summer. Pluses, of course, being get outside, enjoy the weather. Downside being bugs. If there is no bugs, that'd be the perfect season.
You know what I would like?
What?
An automatic screen door. Like one that just automatically closes after you open it.
Mm.
Is there such a thing?
I'm sure there must be.
Because having to train our child to close the screen door is impossible.
Oh, like the back screen door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just like, you know, I'll be gardening and then I go look and he's been inside for an hour and the screen door has been open for an hour, which means numerous bugs are getting in our house.
I'm sure there's some sort of spring loaded contraption. I'm sure I've seen something like that. You push it and then it comes back.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
You do that.
I'm writing this on my list of things which I may or may not get to.
It's called the honey-do list.
Spring loaded.
Can I add lots more stuff to that?
Sure. When we make a list today.
Shovel the rocks from that old dog kennel.
Oh yeah, we gotta do that.
Put them beside the shed.
Okay. I feel like we have no time this summer. It's like, you know,
I know. It seems like every weekend and every day is just, you know, it's soccer. It's like so much stuff. I think that's what it feels like to be a family.
But you know what?
It's just so much stuff all the time.
I feel like, you know, but then when I'm talking with other families, like they seem even busier. They're like, oh yeah, we got such and such child doing something Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, because when you have more than one kid, then you have more activities. But seems to me like some people put their children in so many activities that they're almost doing something every single night.
How can anybody afford that?
Two people working.
Oh,
two parents working, right? So you If just imagine if I had a job that paid the same as you.
Holy shit.
Holy cow, we would be so rich. We would be so rich. Well, right? That's how you do it.
Dust off the resume, Rochelle. I'm going to put you to work. Doing ditch digging or whatever you can do.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
I'm a really good ditch digger.
You get a shovel, you'll figure it out after hour 4 or 5.
I was thinking more like secretary.
Yeah.
Hot secretary.
Oh, no, you
can't do that anymore after.
They're administrative assistants, right? They're not secretaries anymore. That's not really a title you hear too much these days.
Yeah, but I want that title.
Secretary?
Yeah.
No, I'm secretary.
I'm the sextretary.
Oh, okay.
I'm your sextretary.
You can't even say it.
So. No, I can't. Sorry.
Before we get...
Dolly Parton.
Like a 9 to 5?
Yeah.
Oh, you just want to dress up like Dolly Parton in the 1980s? Like yeah, her permed blonde
hair.
Just
kind of want to do the outfit, but
and
not
work
that.
With Lily Tomlin and was it Jane Fonda?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That's pretty cool.
It was a good show.
Was it a show?
Movie,
yeah. Maybe they made it into a show. Who knows?
I wonder if the song came first or the movie came first.
I think the song was written for the movie.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing.
So then the movie came first.
Maybe the idea for the movie, and they had not filmed it yet. They said, Dolly Parton, we need a song about working. It's like, okay, I'm on it. And she made a song.
Okay, I have an interesting fact.
What
to
is
tell
your interesting
you,
fact?
Or some interesting knowledge.
Yeah.
When I was listening to one of my favorite CBC shows called Rewind.
Okay.
You can also listen to their podcast.
They're not paying us, Rochelle.
They're not paying us. No, I just really like it. And this guy's voice is so good. He's got like such a good radio voice.
Not like me,
it's
right?
It's like kind of like, you know, and back in 1975. Like kind of like deep, but not too deep. And
back in 19...
Too smooth. It's not smooth. It's rough. No, that's too rough. See? It's like so... It's like in the middle of... No, too rough.
All right, hold on. I got this. I'm going to nail it. Ready? And back in 19...
No, now you sound like you're dying. No. Terry O'Reilly, that's his name.
And back in 1975.
No, that's too happy.
Woo!
No, that's...
ridiculous.
It's like, and back in 1975.
And back in 1975.
I can't even do it.
All right,
I can't
enough.
Even do it. Can you get an audio clip so we can actually hear his real voice?
All right,
I'm talking. So... Yeah. I really like this show because there's a lot of stuff that I learn off of it. That's just pretty much useless knowledge, but interesting knowledge. So he was talking about the history of the knock knock joke. Something that you just never, I don't know, I would never really think about where the knock knock joke came from because it's been around for so long. But it actually originated from a song. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
A song. It's what made knock knock jokes popular.
Okay, this is
That's so cool.
All right, so this is Terry O'Reilly. It's called Under the Influence.
Sorry,
not
I got
remote.
It wrong.
Let's listen to this guy in his super duper voice.
When the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor in 1941, Harold Russell rushed to the nearest recruiting office. He trained to be a paratrooper specializing in demolition.
This is what all the fuss was about, Rochelle.
It's a good voice.
Abba dabba dabba da.
No, you doesn't sound like that.
And I'm sorry, Terry.
Play a little bit more. A little bit more.
While demonstrating explosives to young recruits, a defective fuse detonated some TNT he was holding.
And
when he goes deep like that, when he was
holding. Okay, and I'll apologize to you, Mr. Terry O'Reilly. This is all coming through jealousy. And the fact that I can't talk well as you.
Yeah, he can go like...
And, you know, it's a very slick, professional voice, but also calming and warming.
Yeah. Okay, play a little bit more.
All right, one more little bit.
Harold Russell lost both his hands that day.
Oh, man.
You say that day that good.
All right,
say it, that day.
Specializing in demolitions. While demonstrating explosives to young recruits, a defective fuse detonated some TNT he was holding. Harold Russell lost both his hands that day.
Harold Russell lost both his hands that day.
No, it's not good. That's not good.
I'm no Terry.
You sound, you don't, you're not going deep. You have to do deep.
That day.
Yeah, like that.
And Harold Russell was fucked up for the
rest of his life. No, you can't use swear words to make it good. It just has to be good with your voice.
And Harold Russell.
And Harold.
Had a really difficult time picking up things for the rest of his life.
And Harold Russell lost both of his hands that
day. I feel like I'm the biggest jerk right now. I'm making fun of Terry O'Reilly. I'm making fun of people with no hands.
You're not making fun of... Well, I'm
the worst.
I'm envious of his voice. It's amazing. It's so good.
Why don't you do a stupid podcast with Mr. Cool Guy Terry O'Russell then?
Whatever.
So, Terry O'Russell, I'm the fucking best. Thanks, Rochelle.
And it's not Terry Russell, it's Terry O'Reilly.
Oh,
duh.
Yeah, I got confused. I'm Terry O'Reilly. I'm the coolest guy in Rochelle's eyes. I'll make him talk.
I never said that. I said he has the best radio voice. You're still number one. Don't worry, Eric.
Okay, I better be number one, Mr. Terry O'Reilly. Okay. Okay. Let's close up this for a little bit. Moving along, before we get into Eurovision, this is probably one of the most interesting things I've seen. A Catholic high school tells girls to cover up at prom or get a modesty poncho. A modesty poncho.
Is the thing. And is that actually a real thing?
It is. I have a picture of it here.
And is that something that she's trying to sell?
No, basically if these kids are wearing anything too low cut, I'll explain. A Catholic high school's solution for girls who didn't follow its prom dress code. The school swiftly backtracked after it became under a firestorm of criticism for what students called a misogynistic policy. The ponchos were on display at the entrance of Divine Child High School.
The what?
Were on display.
What was?
The modesty ponchos.
Oh, okay.
Were on display at the entrance of Divine Child High School, a private school in Dearborn, Michigan. The ponchos came in both long and short styles. Why would they come in short styles? And were meant to cover up a variety of necklines and hemlines. So if you're
wearing, if you had a long hemline, you would have a short one.
No, if you were... Well, yeah.
Yeah, because then you're just covering up your top part. If you have a short hemline, you'd get a long one.
Mm-hmm. Students, both boys and girls, reacted negatively. The way they talked about it before is, if you show up in a dress not in line with what they say, you'll have to put this poncho on. Students say some girls returned their dresses and went back to look for new ones. Others say they would leave the event if they were forced to wear the modesty poncho. So this can't really tell a lot from this black and white printout here, but it just kind of looks like a sheet of fabric with a hole cut out for the head.
With a sign that says, if your dress does not meet our formal dance dress requirements, no problem. We've got you covered. Literally, this is our modesty poncho, which you'll be given at the door. Modesty poncho for prom. Yeah, it just actually looks kind of like a apron.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably because people, like so many people, didn't follow the guidelines that they just got frustrated because, you know, when I was young, it was, you know, the person that didn't follow the rules just got sent home.
Yeah.
But if there's so many girls not following the rules, then you can't send everyone home.
It's true. Right? They should do like a mass protest. Everyone wears mini skirts. There's not enough modesty ponchos to go around. Didn't think of that. Huh?
So you're pro not using the modesty poncho? You're pro like looking...
Well, I'm sure their definition of immodest and my definition of immodest are different, right? Maybe their definition is, I see a kneecap.
Oh, see, I'm thinking that their definition is probably...
Like boobs hanging out?
Yeah, like your boobs or your butt is hanging out. Because I think that some of the skirts that girls wear right now are ridiculously short. And I would never, ever let my daughter, if I had a daughter, leave wearing a skirt that short.
Sorry about that. I'll try better next time.
No, there is no next time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm saying, so that's why I'm thinking that they're having the modesty poncho, because girls do dress really, really revealing now.
Yeah.
They do. Don't you think?
They do. And, you know, every time I think that, I'm like, am I just an old guy who's just complaining about the way that young people are dressing? And I guess, yes, I am that old guy. And I am complaining about how young kids are dressing. Kids, pull up your pants. You wear a belt, and yet it somehow still slips down.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Because then when they're walking, they're always just pulling their pants up.
Like, hike up the pants.
Like, how irritating. But you know what? There are lots of fashion things that I did when I was young that didn't make any sense.
Like what?
I don't know. I can't think. I'm not sure if I can think of anything. Pleather pants. Why? Why do you wear pleather pants?
Because
they're so hot. They get all sticky on you when you start dancing. There's no practical reason.
Did you have to?
They're not comfortable.
Did you have to talcum powder yourself to put those on, or what?
No, they weren't leather. They were pleather.
Still, they're.
So they had a lining inside.
Oh, they did have a lining. Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't like pleather on like bare human skin.
No, but it was. It was still pleather, hot. You know, and you start dancing and these pants were a little bit too big, but once I started dancing, they just stuck to me so they didn't fall down.
Well, there's a plus.
I know, but not really.
Dr. Pleather.
And then it's like, and then I think they actually got a rip in them and I didn't notice until I got home from the bar.
Yeah.
It was like right in my butt.
That's pretty cool.
What else? Oh yeah. I remember buying space boots.
Like silver boots?
They were black.
Okay.
But they had really, really thick soles, like 4 inches or 3 inches soles. And they had, instead of it being solid plastic, there was air inside the soles. Now, why would I buy shoes that had air in the soles?
Well, same people reason that other people buy them is just for comfort, for, you know, it's not as heavy of an impact on your foot.
Okay, but then you know what happened?
What?
My soles got a hole in it from like a rock or something.
Yeah.
So then every single time I walked,
oh, like it was that.
It would let air out while I was walking.
How much were these shoes that you bought?
They were from Le Chateau. They were really expensive.
Yeah.
I think, you know, almost like $100 for these boots. Because they went pretty high up.
Yeah. You know what?
Why did I buy them? I don't know. Are they practical? Totally not.
I have to admit something, Rochelle.
What?
Speaking of shoes and fashion, this morning while I was browsing the internet, I have to admit I was looking at the latest in Doc Martens fashion, seeing if I could pull this off again like 20 some odd years later.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're the same, aren't they?
They're exactly the same as they were like in the early 90s when I was rocking them. And I was, you know, but being a much older man now, I was looking at other things which I didn't know then. It's like Google search, how easy is it to resole Doc Martens? Because I remember when I was a kid, like, you know, because those were basically my only shoes, so I just wear the shit out of them, is eventually you would wear a hole out of them.
Yeah.
But being Mr. Practical 40-something-year-old guy, I'm like, well, I don't want to throw out a pair of shoes if I got a hole in the sole. And yes, you can resole Doc Martens.
Yeah, they're really easy to. But you have to get the Doc Martens soles. You can't just get whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can.
And
so.
they're leather.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah. So. But you know what? When I was looking at Doc Martens the last time, they actually have ones that are made in the UK now, and they have ones that are made somewhere else.
I remember hearing this difference in the early 90s. What is the difference?
Oh, quality.
Yeah. So you want the UK ones. The UK ones are different.
Yeah, you want the UK ones. Don't get the other ones. Yeah. They're not, like, they don't have, like, as nice of stitch work.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if they're real leather or if they are, that might.
I think they are. Because I remember when I used to buy them, at the store, which no longer exists in Calgary, but for those who listeners who are as old as we are, you may remember a place called Divine Decadence.
Oh yeah, they were like the number one Doc Martens store.
Yeah, that's where you bought them.
That's where I got mine too.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
We may have... cool, but in Edmonton.
Oh, okay. There was a Divine Decadence there too.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember
getting two ships passing in the night, Rochelle.
I got an embroidered Doc Marten t-shirt with my jean cutoff shorts and then wool socks and Doc Marten boots. Mm. That was like the outfit.
Do you think I could pull them off?
Let's do it. Let's just embrace being from the 90s and just be from the 90s forever. Like, that's what people do from the 80s.
You know what? But
some people have a mullet for their whole life.
And they're just like,
I just like my mullet. And I just wear it.
Fucking deal with it.
Yeah. That's my theme for my birthday party.
Deal with it.
No, fuck it. Right? Okay. Fuck it. Because that's just what you do when you're 40. You're like, yeah, you know what? Just do whatever the fuck
I
want.
I'm going to get...
Because you know what? What's in fashion right now? Nothing.
I don't know. Ask me.
No, but the thing is, nothing's in fashion right now. You just wear whatever you want.
Do you think that's a product of our postmodern society? The fact
There's just too much shit. There's too many places to buy stuff from. There's too many clothing stores. Everything's so disposable. It's just, you know, everything is in fashion.
When I was a kid in the 1990s, I remember I was like, oh, 70s fashion is great. So, like, you know, because you're always looking for something different, right? So it's like, oh, so, but at the time, when you go to thrift stores, you would find that stuff. But I think what happens is just because the natural cycle of things is thrift stores tend to are stocked with stuff which is roughly 20 years old. And surprise, surprise, 20 years ago was the 1990s. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So now you would be able to find a lot of Spice Girls sneakers, chokers, Clueless skirts and socks. I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
I am not. Okay, that is not in fact. That cannot. Oh, you know what? That actually might be in fashion.
Ah.
But I am not going down that road. Clueless fashion, no thanks.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It is really weird. And it's a little bit creepy because it kind of looks like a dirty schoolgirl outfit.
I was thinking it and you said it.
Oh, why didn't you say it?
Because I didn't want it inside. Well, it's kind of a bit pedo.
It is, though.
Yeah.
But you know, when I was a teenager, I didn't think so. I was
I'm the coolest.
Yeah. No, I was wearing it for sure. I remember I had like a short pleated skirt and I wore long socks with it.
Yeah, I remember.
But I didn't go as short as the skirts from the show because they were pretty short.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. In the early 90s, I had the giant pants. That was the thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hated those giant pants. I remember when I was a teenager and I was biking around the neighborhood and sometimes you'd be like, oh, look at that. Look at that hot guy. And then you'd realize that it's an old grandpa because they're wearing the same clothing. They're wearing the same clothing because the old grandpa's still wearing the 70s clothing. The young guys are wearing the 70s clothing. So from a distance, you're like baggy pants, right? Jeans or even khakis sometimes too, right? And then they're wearing like a plaid shirt.
Yeah.
Well, that's what grandpa's wearing too.
Wow.
But the only difference is that everything's super baggy on the young kid, the younger guy.
Wow.
And the shirt's untucked. Grandpa has his pants hiked up high and the shirt's tucked in.
Not that much difference.
It was really hard to check out guys at that time.
All right. Let's move along. Should we go right into Eurovision or I feel like we need to talk.
I want to talk about Eurovision.
There's this one story I want to talk about. This is a big story. I'll skip this one about, I'll talk about you later, but this is, news. In Calgary,
that's
at least.
Pretty old.
That's, you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, but we can talk about it if you want. Yeah.
We'll just play it.
This was pretty big. They actually had...
I'll play a bit of this clip. It's like, apparently it's like a 5-minute clip. I just grabbed
it. Yeah, just play a bit. We don't need to hear the whole thing.
All right, so this is an incident happened last week or so at a Denny's near us, a little run-in with a woman.
In Lethbridge.
In Lethbridge. which we went to once.
Yeah.
No, go okay. ahead.
Well, shut your wanna. Fucking mouth then. Because you know what? You're dealing with a Canadian woman right now, and I will leap across this table and punch you right in your fucking mouth.
For what? But
you're the one who's
because you're a fucking ignorant prick, is what you are. Yeah, you're fucking funny, eh?
Oh, my God.
Holy fuck. Go back to your fucking country. We don't
need say
you
like
here.
Good speak, just,
you know
just
what?
Respect.
Excuse me?
Just respect. Don't say like that.
Relax.
We all
excuse
can
me?
Use it.
Relax.
Excuse me?
Don't speak
I was
that.
Born and raised
you
here.
Relax.
Mother.
I am Canadian.
You relax.
It doesn't matter. We're all Canadian.
No,
you relax.
You're yeah. not Canadian.
Yes, we're all
no,
the same.
No, you are not
You're
Canadian.
A human being. I'm a human being.
You
There's
are
nothing
not Canadian.
Special about you.
No, you are not Canadian.
It does not matter.
You
that
know
doesn't
what?
Make me.
You know what? I have a different opinion than you.
I don't care.
And I don't give a fuck what you think.
I don't.
I remember when hanging out at Denny's was cool as a teenager because it was like the only place you could go late at night that would serve like coffee or tea or whatever.
I don't think it was ever really cool.
Okay, it was.
It was just convenient.
It was okay. The okay, maybe, well, I guess it wasn't cool.
It was never cool. Okay. No, and. I didn't hang out at a Denny's. I hung out at a Humpty's.
Oh, okay. Pardon me. You and your fancy-dancy Humpty's.
No, it was just what was close by our place. But it was never cool. It was you know, it worked because the coffee was cheap. You got refills.
Yeah.
They didn't care how long you sat there for.
Exactly.
And you could smoke inside.
Oh, yeah. The days when...
Oh, man. Just sitting there for hours smoking and drinking coffee. I wish I could do that now.
And could you, and just annoying the servers because they know that you're really only going to be spending a couple.
It's like $1.50.
And you're there all night.
Yeah.
Like,
it was awesome.
Like, want another refill? It's like, yes, please.
We went there so often that one of our friends actually started vacuuming the place for the lady. Like, so that she wouldn't make us leave. He was like, well, I'll do your vacuuming for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's when I'll do your work. Okay.
Well, if you help the server out, then, you know.
Yeah.
She sure. helps you out.
By letting you stay and giving you another free refills for your 15-year-old ass another couple hours or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. A little bit of vacuuming.
Anyway, back to this clip. This got a lot of views on, they posted this video on YouTube, right? I think there's actually two videos of the same incident.
Yeah, there's one from another perspective, which I don't have, but this kind of gives you the gist. Anyways, this...
The only thing I don't like about this video is that they seem to have edited out what the guys are saying. Although in this one, you do hear the guys
saying. You can
hear
them, exactly what they're saying. Like, maybe they cut it down for the news, because this is a 5-minute video, so...
Oh,
they
okay, just, maybe
they kept all the juicy clips.
Yeah. I think that's the one I saw was the one where they cut it down a bit. So you couldn't hear what the guys were saying. But
hey, relax. And it's funny because I'm listening to this and
she must be drunk though, right?
Oh, clearly she's drunk. Like, it's because...
But you can't drink alcohol at Denny's.
You can drink lots of alcohol before you get to Denny's.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Right, let's listen to one more minute.
Care what
How about
you say.
That?
I don't care what
that?
You say.
Good for you.
Well, good for you too.
Do you pay taxes here, my friend?
Fucking of course I pay
Do
taxes.
You pay taxes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No more taxes.
Yes, everybody fucking pay taxes.
Oh, everybody pays taxes, really?
Yeah.
You do.
Of course I fucking
do you need to see my...
Like, why would she think that?
It's like, she thinks that this dude
You just
comes,
come to the country and you don't pay taxes?
Like, do you want to see my income tax statement from this year? Here's my accountant.
But the thing is, like, if you're working here, you're paying taxes.
Everybody's paying taxes. If you're working, if you're working legally in the country, you're paying taxes.
Exactly. Like, that's just, she's so ignorant. That's what really bothers me. Everything she says is so cliche and so ignorant. And I hate that. And she sounds so Canadian too, like saying A and the way that she's talking. She's like a walking stereotype.
It is.
It's so awful because I hope that people outside of our country are not seeing this and thinking that we're all like this.
Only the drunk ones at Denny's, apparently. It is something else.
Yeah.
All right, few more seconds. I'm not going to listen to this whole clip.
Racer,
I pay more
fucking
taxes than you.
Not all your fucking friends pay taxes.
Don't fucking tell me.
Excuse me?
Here she comes. Over the table.
You're not dealing with one of your Syrian bitches right now. You're dealing with a Canadian woman, and I'm not going to be talked down.
I'm a real woman, not one of your Syrian bitches. Look at me. I'm all woman.
Like, and what is... Why is she getting so... Like, they were just talking about taxes, and now all of a sudden it's escalated, and why? They've never once commented on her as a woman and nothing. Like, they, it's just...
Yeah, anyways, this goes on
for... This is must... Few. You know, this is just, like, vent up something from so something apparently else. This I think this is coming from somewhere else on her part.
So I'll shut down this clip, but... yeah, you know, the internet being the internet, quickly figured out who this woman was. She's actually from BC, not from Alberta. From Cranbrook, worked past tense at an auto dealership there. And
She got fired. She got fired after this clip, which I was pretty shocked about that.
Are you though? Like, are you?
No, because what does this have to do with her work?
No, it has to do, it reflects her being hired by your company, reflects on you as a company. You know, Hitler might be a great car salesman, but he's still Hitler.
No, you know what?
What?
What you do outside of your work is your business. I don't think it has to do with your work. I think that's ridiculous. It's only because of the internet that they even that her work even knows about this.
Well, it was their decision to make. They felt that it was no longer.
I understand that. I don't agree with it.
All right.
I don't think that this has anything to do with her job performance. It doesn't.
I don't know. I don't know how good of a car salesperson she was. So
what? Whatever. I just don't think that this should be the reason to get fired, unless her job has something to do with immigration or you know, something that's happening here.
A little bit
more
close.
It doesn't. So all right. Yeah. Anyway,
let's get to Eurovision. I feel like we've been teasing this the whole show, and now people are wanting to hear about it. All right, let's get into it.
All right, the winner sucks.
Well, okay, you're going to say it right off the top.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to go
there. So was the finals, the Eurovision Song Contest finals last week, May 12th. Both a song that Rochelle and I did not like, and yet one of our friends really did like, was the winner, Israel, with Netta singing Toy. And just... You know, I'm going to play this out one entire time. Maybe there's something we were missing the first few times.
All right.
We'll test our tolerance and that of our listeners. This is our winner. Netta with Toy for Israel. Strap in.
Look at me, I'm a beautiful creature. I don't care about your modern town preachers. Welcome, boys, too much noise, I will teach you. Pum, pum, pow, tram, pum, pow. Hey, I think you forgot how to play. My teddy bear's running away. The rabbit got something to say. You're going to play shit.
Most of Europe overwhelmingly chose that as the winner.
I'm not your toy, Eric.
You stupid boy.
You stupid boy.
Fuck. hearing that again, and I'm baffled. Like, the majority of Europe is a very diverse place with a lot of different tastes. Number one in the televotes. They loved it. They thought it was fantastic. Oh, hello.
I have to get it. I don't know who it is. Hi, Rochelle speaking.
That's just so I can see. Anyways, that was Israel's song. I don't get it.
I read that article that you sent me about the winner. And the one way that I can understand why it would win is because of this hashtag MeToo movement, that maybe that sort of stuff is on people's minds. And the way that they broke down the lyrics, I didn't even realize what she was singing about. She's actually singing about kids' toys and, like, gender stereotyping of kids' toys. But like, the only thing that I really heard was Wonder Woman. But the minute you throw pop culture and Wonder Woman and that kind of stuff, and it all of a sudden our people are like, oh, I like that. And they have a connection to it.
Maybe part of it. But, you know,
that's an easy way of a simplified pop song, basically.
That might contribute to it, but I don't think all of Europe had that on their mind. I think they thought it was a silly, fun song, and, you know, they're... I don't know.
Think about, like, really popular... song from the 90s that was like a feminist sort of song from the 90s.
Spice Girls, Girl Power.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. That's this.
Yeah, I know. That's basically the same sort of watered down feminism.
Yeah. So, you know, people who are not very...
Spice Girls did it better in the 90s, gotta say it.
It's that whole girl power thing. Like, it's easy to get, like, woohoo, like, on board with that sort of thing, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I find it really stupid because I don't think that it's nice to call all boys stupid boys, because not all boys are stupid boys.
Some are, but not all.
Some are, but not all boys. Anyway.
Yeah, we need to hear from you, any European listeners or anybody outside of North America. What aren't we getting? Because I'm totally confused.
I can explain it to you.
Okay.
The music.
Yeah.
Fun. The visuals, I think they're really...
Yeah, the dancers
bold and you know, maybe some people might like the kimono thing that she did. They might think that's really cool. I personally do not understand why she's wearing a kimono.
She's
Japanese. And why she has, like, those little cats are from China. It's like it doesn't make any sense. Those are from two different countries.
I know. That's a whole other thing. It's like
where did that
whole
come?
Sort of a cultural appropriation. It's like, well, take a little bit of this because this looks cool, and a little bit of this because this looks cool. It's like, but it makes really no sense.
And then she's wearing a corset. Like, it's a kimono band.
It'd be like the equivalent of, like, a Japanese person singing a song, and then they're wearing clumpin'. on their feet, and then you know, a French beret, and like, you know, like,
you know, it does not make like, any sense at all.
Makes no sense, and, you know, and pair it up with like lederhosen. It's like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, and then her dancers are just wearing one piece spandex outfits.
Okay, the dancers are cool. I'll give it that.
Are you serious? Those dancers, all they're doing is acting as stupid as possible. Like, if I was a choreographer, I'd be like, okay, you know how to act stupid? Do that. Act really
Make
stupid.
Dumb faces.
Make super dumb faces and flip your hair around and look in both corners of the whatever. It just, I those dancers bug me right. So much. And especially since from watching the very first video when the song was released to now to the final performance, the dancers have done a lot more of the chicken moves.
Yeah, because people like that.
And that's the part that bothers me the most about this song is the chicken part.
Get out.
Why? Are women chickens?
No.
Is that what you're trying to say,
no,
that women are chickens?
No, the man is a chicken.
The man is a chicken?
Okay. Hold on.
How can a man be a chicken?
You know what?
A man could be a rooster.
I'm going to consult the internet. Let's read the lyrics to this fucking song.
Oh, weird. I don't. Why are we trying to understand something? They didn't even think to, like, you know, match cultures further. So really, Eric, don't. It's not even worth it.
No, it's, trust me. Because it brings the
so
the chicken
a man
stuff,
is a chicken.
It'll bring some context. Okay.
What? I'm so confused.
All right, here we go. Ouch. La.
Yeah, don't read it all. Just read
okay,
the chicken
okay,
part.
Okay. I'm not sure. Ouch. He's a baka baka. He's a chicken.
No, a baka baka is baka. Like, there's like, it's like a the Japanese word for stupid or something like that.
Oh, wow. That's,
okay. That's what.
Wow, this is multiple levels here. So chicken noises, but it's actually also segues into the word for.
I think so. I think it's like baka, your baka boy or so. I don't know. I can't
Maybe
remember.
One day Netta was reading about that word baka boy and she's like, well, that also sounds like a chicken. I don't know. I'm overthinking this too much.
Yeah, because honestly, I don't think that the author has actually thought about it as much as you've thought about it for like this 5 minutes. Can we talk about the song that should have won?
Austria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we play that, please?
I'll see if
I need to get this stupid song out of my head because it's kind of it's pretty irritating. But the Austria song is amazing and I was so surprised. And the thing is, like, the first votes that come in are the music producers' industry votes, right?
Yeah.
And the industry votes, if it was just industry votes, this would have been the winner. And the people votes always throw things for a major loop because,
no counting
wow,
for
people vote weird.
They do. Let's have a listen to this. A few seconds. I'm not going to play the whole song.
No, play the whole song. It's very nice.
Lord, I'm gonna get so hot tonight. I'm gonna let the floodgates open wide. I'm in open waters, this is what I need. Though I try to get you off of my mind. And I get no sleep, I'm in too deep. I can't let you leave. It wouldn't be right letting you go, running away from love. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. So am I walking in my arm, making you stay tonight? Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. Bring you back tonight. Yeah. Oh, you're running circles around my mind. Uh-huh. After your words have been my Bible, how could I search for someone new? While I really want you by my side. And I get no sleep. I'm in too deep. Turn my heart out. Don't make me turn my heart out. I'm shaking till I fall down. Don't make me turn my heart out. Wouldn't be right letting you go running away. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. So am I.
Like, I can sing so good. This song is, you know, it's one of the songs that I just listened to right away. And right away, I just thought, yeah, this is going to be the winner. How could this not be the winner?
Yeah.
This song sounds like it's already playing on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet you there'll be a lot of songs from the States that are going to copy this one.
The Austrian song?
The Austrian song, yeah.
I certainly hope that song as opposed to the Israeli song. But
oh, yeah, me too.
Coming soon to Beyonce stage.
Yeah, I can't say Beyonce singing like a chicken.
All right.
What's your favorite thing this week? You asked me what the worst thing was for me this week, but what's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing this week? My favorite thing this week? I don't know.
It's probably me, right?
Yeah. High five. Good job.
I don't know if we talked about our bikes yet.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
We got some really nice bikes, and we got his and her matching John Deere bikes from 1975. We found them on Kijiji from this retired guy.
Yeah.
Just trying to downsize, and they are in superb condition. No rust on them. The gears are working. The brakes are working.
Everything works.
Everything works. It's really nice.
Now I just got to get a helmet so I can go out and ride that thing.
Really? You need to wear a helmet?
I know you said before that my head is big and hard, but...
Yeah. I don't think it's necessary.
Well, it's the law, I think.
I have a helmet and... I think I need to get a cooler helmet. My helmet is a nerdy helmet. Oh. I feel like a nerd when I'm wearing it.
Oh, that's cute.
Why?
Nerd helmet person.
It's a nerd helmet. Mm-hmm. But I do want to protect my brain because I like it.
Brains
I like
are good my for
brain,
doing things.
So I'm going to look like a nerd. That's the sacrifice I'm willing to make for my brain.
Brains are good for things.
Yeah. One of my old clients works for... the rehabilitation for the injured, brain injured. And she always said to me, Rochelle, just wear a helmet.
Just wear a helmet.
Just do it.
Always do it.
She's like, she sees so many people.
Broken brains.
Could have been prevented. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't want to break your brains.
Yes. Pretty good thing to have. The broken in tip top shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like these bikes. It was, I knew I had kind of wanted a bike. But this kind of came. Rochelle saw the ad. We went down and got it.
Well, we were going to go do a bike swap.
Yeah.
That's how this came about. Mm-hmm. And then the bike swap just seemed really unorganized. And it said that you'd have to wait in line for hours. And
yeah, try doing that with two kids.
Kind of impossible to do with two kids. So we decided not to go to the bike swap, which sounded like a really good idea because I have gone to a ski swap before. When I was younger, but it seemed better organized than the bike swap did.
I'm glad we got these things, though.
Huh?
I'm glad we got these things.
Yeah, me too. They so far we've gone for one bike ride, and I have put on the baby seat on the back of the bike, which apparently the trend now is to the baby seat on the front of the bike.
I've seen that, yeah.
But then your baby's like in between you and the handlebars, which I think that would be really difficult to steer well.
Yeah.
With your baby right there. And then your baby gets bigger. And then how are you going to reach over the baby?
I don't know.
Anyway, so we have the back one, which worked for Bo.
Mm-hmm.
And bike, yeah. I think I might have scratched up the paint on my bike, though.
Oh, a little bit. Man.
I'm putting that thing on. I know.
Wrecking everything.
Should have protected it better. But there's a little bit of paint off the bike already. But it'll be fine. I'm going to fix it. Don't worry. I'll fix it.
Okay, perfect. Listening to Tip Tap Tip. They talked a lot today, everything from how to see ponchos to what's going on in Eurovision.
Good times. I'm glad we were able to watch Eurovision even though they don't actually put it online.
Yeah, that was a bit of a pain. A lot of hoops I had to run through.
Stupid.
And it's unfortunate because it makes it difficult for me to build the show, to get people who aren't able to watch normally to even if they're not able to come over to our place to watch from their homes. It's just...
Well, and for all the people who used to come to our Eurovision event at, you know, when we were able to make it public.
Yeah.
Sucks. Really sucks.
Yeah, so the wallet did more or less go off without a bit of a hitch.
Yeah. You know, you still had some technical difficulties in the beginning, though.
I was connected to a computer in Portugal and then watching YouTube through that. Yep. That is the fun with Eurovision these days. You know why? I explain this?
Because they want cable companies to buy it?
No, because one channel bought the rights to watch it. Logo TV, the gay television channel, bought the rights because they broadcast it and talk over it. So that means nobody else can watch it on YouTube in North America. Because they want people
and
to
pay. And that's in Canada too.
Yeah. It sucks.
So and like, why would I subscribe to the gay channel? I'm not gay.
Maybe you really like Eurovision. No,
I know I like Eurovision, but I'm not going to subscribe to the gay channel for the whole year.
Yep.
Because of one day that I want to watch it.
Yep. Follow Rochelle.
Like, if you were not able to do that stuff, I wouldn't be able to watch it.
I know.
I wouldn't know how to do it.
Exactly.
Anyway, okay.
Follow Rochelle on Instagram. Her art can be seen at Rochelle Skilling Art. I'll put up a link to that. We're also on Instagram, Tip Tap Tip Show. Lots of fun stuff on there. Also, check out our website, tiptaptip.com. I'm going to be doing some improvements soon-ish when I get some time. Got a list of things I want to brush up with that.
I kind of feel like websites are old-fashioned. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah.
Who views the web?
Who goes there?
I'm going to just mail everybody out a cassette. Which I'm going to tape over like old...
Mail a cassette.
Old Phil Collins cassettes. Anyways, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Talk later. Bye.
Bye.